This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
We got one more sleep, y'all. This is it. This is like the home stretch now. You've woken up the last 4 mornings. You know, that alarm's gone off. You've been like, dang it, man, I don't want to get up. It's getting cold outside now. You know what I mean? It's like not fun. But you've put in the hard work. Tomorrow's going to be Friday. We do our little battle cry on Thursday mornings. We just say one more sleep, right? We chant that 3 times just to get us through. Do it with us. It's fun. Just chant those words. One more sleep. Then we cheer and we'll do it in 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Looking forward to Friday for sure. So did you get caught up on this Halloween needle in the Halloween candy story yet?
No.
The update on this?
No.
Okay, so remember how there was a report the day after Halloween that there was a kid in Rockville that discovered this the sewing needle in his candy, and everybody was like, oh my God, they were freaking out. Here it goes, right? Oh my God, this is so scary. Check your kid's Halloween candy. Well, they found out that it was actually a hoax, and that this 9-year-old kid actually put that needle into his own candy just as a prank.
But it was a real needle.
It was a real needle. It was a sewing needle. So I'll kind of catch you. I literally just found out about this right now. So Rockville police now saying that disregard basically the warning that police said Saturday that these 2 children admitted that this was a hoax. Police shared photos of the needles and urged families obviously to check their kids' Halloween candies. But this incident was investigated and it was a hoax carried out by a 9-year-old child within the household where the report came from. The child admitted to placing sewing needles into 2 packages of gummy bears. The child's parents found the needles while checking the kids' Halloween candy.
Oh, no.
The 9-year-old confessed after reports got significant public and media attention. No one was hurt. And there was no evidence that the candy was tampered with in the community. Man, that sucks. That really, because that story got like really big national attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it got big local attention. We talked about it on the show. And then all of a sudden, CNN was covering it.
Mm-hmm.
NBC was covering it. I mean, I saw that story literally. We don't get a lot of, we talk, you know, about PA so cray cray and all these, you know, other states that are getting these big national stories. It was a Maryland story that was getting a huge attention. But it turns out that 9-year-old literally was just trying to pull a prank on his family.
Oh, no.
And now the story went viral. Can you imagine as a 9-year-old?
No, I can't even imagine how that kid is feeling right now. That's very
so bad,
overwhelming.
Man. So just know that needle in the candy story was actually just a hoax put on. And that's,
those poor parents, too.
For everybody involved.
Yeah.
Everybody involved.
Probably the neighbors getting interviewed. Who knows what was going on over there?
Everybody, man. It's not a good situation.
Now, these are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess.
Wait, oh.
Number 3.
Montgomery County middle school teacher Joe Evans not only appeared on, but also won an episode of Jeopardy this week. Evans teaches 7th grade global humanities at Tacoma Park Middle School and has taught full-time in MCPS for more than a decade. He was so excited to represent his school district and Montgomery County community and the show. He finished with over $15,000 securing the win.
That's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Number 2.
Duncan has collaborated with Wicked for Good for a new menu to celebrate the new movie. Some drinks that you're going to see, the Wicked Green Matcha. You're going to see the Wicked Pink Refresher. They also have green and pink sprinkled coated munchkins, and they come in this collectible tin, which is so cute.
Oh my God.
Did you see that online?
Yes.
I saw someone do like an unboxing.
Cute.
It is so flipping cute. I'm getting that thing today. So Dunkin' officially launched their Wicked menu along with their holiday menu yesterday. yesterday, and then Starbucks releases their holiday menu today.
That's right. When does Wicked come out? Is it next week or the week after?
It comes out on Friday, November 21st.
My tickets are for the 17th. We got
an early viewing.
I'm so excited. Oh,
wow. Where are you watching it?
I forget. Emily from our promotions got us tickets. Wow. But
so the whole week they have like little drops of like early viewings. Garage Boys family is literally flying here from Texas, yeah, so we can go watch Wicked together, and we are seeing our viewing on Friday.
Yay!
Number one.
Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun are heating things up in New York City. The Euphoria star and music exec were spotted. They were actually photographed kissing in Central Park, and everyone has been losing it. The same day that they were spotted kissing in Central Park, Sweeney's GQ interview was released, where she states, "I'm single and I'm not looking for a man right now." So Scooter and Sydney were spotted in Central Park. This happened on Tuesday. And we've seen them. The rumors started, I think, when did they start? In September. They've been seen holding hands. But this is the first time that we've ever seen, like, legit PDA. This is the first time we've ever seen them kiss publicly. This happened on Tuesday in Central Park. This also was the same day that her GQ cover was released. And in her interview, she's like, "I'm single and I'm not looking for anyone."
Okay, so in her defense, I'm just saying
the timing of it all is kind of crazy. However, sources previously told People that they are casually dating and very happy together. That has been the story since they have been linked.
So could the article have been written like a couple weeks before? And maybe
months before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So totally. Maybe possibly that was the case. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Sydney Sweeney's not in the most publicly... what's the word?
Neither of them.
Great. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't think either of them have really the best track record.
Right.
Recently,
so I think we're looking for like ways to just like poop on her right now. But like, yeah, not the greatest. Let's be honest. Just imagine being Scooter Braun. You're like, "Oh yeah, like, This is my girlfriend. We're kissing in the park." And then all of a sudden you see an article written about how single your new partner is.
But they're casually dating. I feel like that's totally fine.
Still single then, yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Do you remember when one of Hollywood's biggest stars got arrested for shoplifting, even though she could totally afford every single thing that she was shoplifting? Do you remember this story?
I feel like there's more than one of those kinds of stories.
Oh, but this was the big one, man. This story rocked us. And we'll go back to this moment today and Throwback Thursday. And this is fun, man. If you like nostalgia, we go back and we talk about moments like that. We go and we listen to old songs that were number one today. It's the 6th of November. We'll start with music. The number one song back in 2018 was Maroon 5 and Girls Like You, which I know we still played in nauseam on the station, but you're like, "Wait, are we just playing the regular playlist right now?"
I know. And Cardi B like pops out of nowhere. You're like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, I know. This was a weird collaboration at the time, remember?
But it was like fire. I'm like, "Heck yeah, Cardi B."
We were like, "Oh, wait, hang on.
You better get your mainstream check. Go ahead, girl."
It was an odd collaboration. By the way, we do have tickets to Maroon 5 all week. About 8 o'clock on the show. Let's go back to 2008. It was T.I. that had the number one song in Maryland with "Whatever You Like."
I feel like T.I. is like on our Throwback Thursday like every other week.
Yeah,
and I think that says a lot about him, because
he kind of owned 2006 to 2009.
Yeah,
like almost every week he had the number one song. So kind of love T.I. This era was fun, man. This is like post college for me, so like thriving. Let's go back to 1992 today, the 6th of November. Boys to Men, End of the Road. What?
This was the last song we played at our wedding. It's always the last song we play at every family gathering we have.
Yeah?
Yeah. We always play End of the Road, last final song. Everyone gets in the middle of wherever we are. We just scream it and cry it to each other.
You cry it?
We're just like crying. We're holding. We're like screaming it.
What does that mean? All right, let's go to 2002.
You don't realize.
You want to keep going? Go ahead.
I would go.
Go ahead.
I
Friday.
Y'all, so Boys to Men, New Edition, and Toni Braxton are going on tour together, all right? Now, this is going to be like the tour of my life, and they're coming to Baltimore, I think, February 14th. I already know what I'm going to wear.
Valentine's Day.
And I've already planned. I'm not going to wear any makeup when I go to the show because I will be crying from beginning to end. From beginning to end.
No eyeliner for sure.
I can't wait.
All right. Let's go to 2002, man. This was weird. 23 years ago today. Remember when Winona Ryder
was
guilty of stealing $5,000 of clothes and purses from Saks in Beverly Hills? It was such a weird, this is such a weird story because you're like, wait, Winona Ryder, like,
but she was going through it, right?
She was going through it. And this, let's like go back and like refresh our memory of this story because in case you don't remember, like, let me give you the details of the story. So all of a sudden, Winona Ryder gets busted. And she allegedly took scissors into a dressing room, cut off security. I mean, it wasn't like she just walked out. She was like cutting security tags off of things,
y'all.
Like,
yeah,
this was a big thing.
Yeah.
Now, her defense tried to say that she was researching a role for a character.
Okay, that's great.
And like the judge was like, girl, no. Like,
that's one way to go about it.
That's like not it. Because they brought in like the surveillance camera and they were like, this is not it.
So when's the movie coming out?
Right. And there was like no role to like back this up with. And
yeah,
so,
that's funny though. Honestly, props to her legal team because that's pretty creative.
They came in trying to like defend her.
Yeah, that's pretty creative.
So the trial was like this big courtroom drama if you don't remember that, man.
And
it was a massive deal 23 years ago. Obviously she was found guilty.
But what was going on, though?
She was on painkillers
at the time. Yeah.
And so that was like the big thing. She had a medical injury. She was on painkillers. She was not in like a good headspace for this. And then remember, she disappeared for like 10 years. We didn't see her. And then all of a sudden, she pops back up on Stranger Things and like she's a star again. Mm-hmm. Like it was almost like this story arc of her life, which has been fantastic. You get a redemption story, but it's almost
weird.
But
I think it led up to that point, though. I think she was going through a lot. Even, like, that public breakup with her and Johnny Depp.
Right.
Like, so many things led her up to that point.
It's just kind of surreal to think about. Now, knowing her, you know, for Stranger Things, it's just so crazy. But it's Throwback Thursday for today.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go for this $1,000 in free dash in gas. We're going caller number 10 for this. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
This is Kristen.
Kristen, you're number 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, Kristen.
You did it.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I played last week.
Well, you're here. You're back. You did it.
Yay.
You seem like you're surprised you're here. Like, Kristen's like, wait, what am I doing here? I didn't mean to be here right now. Did you accidentally dial us this morning? Kristen's like, I tried to call somebody else, but I accidentally didn't end up here. But we're here.
I played last week with my daughter. That was the first time I got through.
This is what we say. I'm telling you.
I'm driving the kids.
I'm telling you, it's a weird thing. Once you get through once, I promise you, it starts to get a whole lot easier. I don't know what it is. People say they try for years and they get through once.
What was your daughter's name?
It was Skylar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now you're back.
Wait, is she a teenager?
She is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I remember.
Right.
Now I remember. Okay.
Well, now you're back. You're
Kristen,
solo.
I'm happy for you. I'm really happy you got through.
And let's...
thank you.
Let's see how this goes, Kristen. Welcome back. We're glad to have you here. Let's refresh your memory on the rules. Everybody else can play along in their car, see how you do today. And Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen, you ready to play?
I am.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash in gas starts now.
Question number one, with reference to computers, what does U in USB stand for?
Pass.
Question number two, which fruit is used to make marmalade?
Pass.
Question number three, in what state is the city of Baton Rouge?
Louisiana.
Correct. Question number three, if you buy 5 t-shirts at $17 each, how much would you spend?
$105.
It's not 105.
It's $85.
$85 for 5 t-shirts at $17
a piece.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
Let's go back to the ones you passed on, and then we'll play the rest for fun, okay?
All right.
So number one, which reference to in reference to computers, what U and USB stand for, that is universal.
Charlotte got so mad at that one, by the way. Charlotte came in the studio furious about USB. Why were you so mad about that? She was like, what does that even mean?
Because it doesn't make any sense. It's not a bus. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it stands for universal serial bus. That's news to me.
Is USB, yes.
That is confusing.
We all learned a little bit today.
Stupid.
Number two, which fruit is used to make marmalade? That is oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have taken like other citrus as well, but oranges is like the main. Let's go to number five and see how you would have done. Can you name three of the seven dwarfs?
Like Sleepy, Sneezy, Doc.
Boom.
There you go. That's
money.
All you need.
Yeah, correct. Number six.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah. Number six, finger licking good is a slogan of which fast food chain?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, there you go. And number seven, what do we call a scientist who studies rocks?
A geologist.
Yeah,
there
correct.
We go. Yep.
So yeah,
we got a little hung up on the USB thing.
I know.
Maybe the marmalade.
That's random.
But
it was the math question.
Yeah.
I'm like, the funny thing is, I always get them right when I listen to you guys.
Of course. Listen, everyone does.
Okay.
Everyone gets 7 out of 7 until they call. And then it unfortunately goes a little sideways.
Exactly.
So it's all good, Kristen. You know, tomorrow we come back. We're going to have 7 new trivia questions. You can start all over again. We'll go for that $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. And we'll see you same time, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Bye.
Have a good day, Kristen. And head to Dashin' and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt. It's got mixed berries and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The list of the most popular baby names of 2025 has been released, and it kind of looks exactly the same. I thought that there would be like some movement there.
Like the parents should be getting more creative, but we're just not.
Well, not so much as getting more creative. Like, I think it's nice that we've moved further away from like Apple, and you remember that time
when
you know what I'm saying? Which, no shade, no tea, but I just feel like there was a period where people were just naming their kids like just the most random names ever.
You got too creative for a while, yeah.
But I just feel like I would expect us to like just bring some like oldies but goodies back. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's the site is called Baby Center. It's a parenting site, and they've been reporting the top baby names since 2004. And they pull their data from more than 350,000 babies born in 2025 from parents who like register their babies in their app. So we'll start with the girls first.
Can I just guess?
We'll just do the top three for girls and boys.
If the name Olivia is on there, I'm gonna literally scream because I feel like that name has been on the top of this list or because we've obviously
for
like
500 years
for 500 years
and she's still there.
Is it Olivia?
Olivia has gone nowhere.
Is it number one?
Olivia is number one and
Y'all,
has been number one forever.
Why are you guys still naming your babies Olivia?
Classic.
And like, don't get me wrong.
It is a classic.
It's a great name, but it's really weird how that name is not evolving because like it's literally been Olivia.
It's been number one for 500 years.
Like, listen, if you named your baby Olivia, will you please text us and tell us why? Like, what is it about the name Olivia?
It's got to be. I'm sure there's meaning.
But like,
I'm sure
why?
There's a
That's
connection.
What I'm saying. Is it because you think it's cool because everybody else is naming their baby Olivia? I cannot believe that's still the number one baby name right now. Like, y'all got to get more creative.
It's chic, but it's classic.
No, it's fine. But
and
it's
you know
like,
what? Liv is a good nickname. I'm not going to lie.
It is,
I love being Olive. Olive.
Just so many Olivias out there. What
it's
else is
true.
On, what else is on the girl list?
So in third place is Sophia.
Uh-huh.
Second place is Amelia. And number
Amelia.
One is Olivia.
I don't think I know. I don't think I've ever heard of a baby named Amelia. Do you know a baby Amelia? I don't think I know one.
I know an Amalia, but I don't know an Amelia.
Yeah, I don't think I know. Do you know one, Charlotte? I don't think I know an Amelia.
I know a, like, my age-ish Amelia.
I don't think I know one. Interesting.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Boy names. Let me see if I can guess a boy name.
Who do you think's number one?
Oh, I feel like it's always the same name.
It is the
too.
Same.
I know. When the second you say it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, it's definitely that. It's.
What is it?
Will?
No. Like, I know.
Will isn't even top 10.
No,
really?
I know. Like, it's always the same name every year. What is, go ahead, just tell it to me.
It's Noah.
Noah
and Olivia have been number one for 500 years.
Literally.
Y'all, every time this list comes out, they're still number one. They have not moved. And I wonder, I mean, period, pop off. You know what I mean?
But is it though?
I'm kind of shocked.
Is it pop off or is it like pop on to something else?
you know what I mean? I would think that some names would have come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want Ron. Harry, Hermione.
Okay, come on. You just named Harry Potter. You can't just name Harry Potter.
But they didn't make the top 10, and I wouldn't be mad if they made a comeback either. So in the top three, Oliver is number three. Liam, number two. I feel like Liam was number one for a minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah is obviously in first place.
Okay.
Do you think... Oh.
No, go ahead.
Do you think, like... Liam got more popular because of One Direction fangirls being old enough to have kids.
Why would you bring it down right now?
Yeah.
Wait, is that the one that died?
No, I'm... Well, yes.
That's not bringing it down.
I think
that's actually very true. And I think that's something that we've never talked about when we've had this conversation of... Like who, like which generation is having kids?
Right.
And like, I mean, that totally makes sense. And I feel like that would that. Yeah, you're right. Like, I definitely
like Harry. Is
absolutely.
Harry, like, I could
that's,
see
yeah,
that.
Like, is yeah, like all these like boy band people
I remember,
like coming up their crushes
or just pop culture in general. I just
Bella?
Named off the Harry Potter cast.
Well,
like,
dude,
hello.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm kind of. Jess,
yes.
All of Jess's kids are gonna be named after Harry Potter
yes.
characters for
one,
sure.
One, two, and three.
So, no, because Bella actually got so popular. Like
Twilight.
Popular. That's
of
true.
Course.
Yeah, that was a big one. Do this. If you named your kid either Olivia or Noah, can you tell us why you chose that name? Like, I'm just curious of why that name. If it's just the answer is because it's cute, that's fine. But like, it's been number one forever. So like, why is that name? Like, why we're like, yes, that's it. Like, that has to be the one. Because it's not like it's a grandma's name. It's not like it's got some tradition. So what was the number one text response of why?
Okay, I was not expecting this, but not one, not two, but three people said they named their kid Olivia because of Olivia Newton-John
from
Greece.
So random,
so
right?
Cool,
that just seems so out of touch to like today. Like if this was like 19, you know, 75 maybe. But like,
no, but I mean, if that was a movie that you were watching when you were growing up, no matter like what age you were, like I don't
guess,
know.
And
just,
I don't know that these Olivias are like babies. Like their kid Olivias might be, you know, teens,
right?
Adults
but we're talking, it's a 2025 most popular baby name. That's what I'm just wondering. Carolyn and Arnold, good morning.
Good morning.
So wait, you wanted to name your baby this, or you're going to?
I wanted to.
And so why did you, why were you
Olivia?
Like, listen, why, Olivia, you wanted to go Olivia.
Yes.
And why did you want
to
go Olivia?
I started watching Law & Order SVU when it aired in 1999.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have been obsessed with Olivia Benson. She is my hero.
Okay. As you should.
Strongest woman ever.
Yes.
Okay.
And I wanted to, and her dad said no.
Why?
Oh, what?
No, wait, no. Oh, I love that.
I think because it's such a common name.
Yeah.
We went with Cora.
Oh,
we went with
pretty.
Cora, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, that is beautiful. But dang it. Come on, Olivia Benson. That's iconic.
Is there any part of you that wishes you would have gone Olivia now in hindsight, though?
100%.
Yeah, never. We're never not cheering on Olivia Benson.
Like, you look at Cora, you're like, I mean, it's cool, but like, dang it, I really kind of wish.
Yeah,
that's
but
funny.
It's a little less common, I guess.
But it's a celebrity thing. We're getting a lot of, it's a celebrity references is why people are going Olivia.
I mean, it makes sense. If that was something that like you cherish or like you love in your life, I think that totally makes sense.
Listen, I just don't know if like as a woman you could ever get over this lie if a guy told this to you. My therapist, I just want you to know, actually told me to tell this lie. But honestly, if a woman kind of came in at me deceptively like this, I would always feel like, okay, so you're shady. Like, you're a shady person. You're willing to be a little deceptive. I would always kind of question your motives. Like, how weird are you willing to get to, like, impress me, you know?
And right. Your therapist is, like, board certified.
She's like,
this isn't like someone you found on TikTok.
I get her on Groupon.
Yeah. Okay.
Or is it like a friend of yours?
Yeah.
She's a Towson student, so she's learning this as she goes.
Hey.
No. So y'all, I'm in the midst of trying to find love. It's a weird world out here, as you know. I mean, dating's tricky. And I'm trying to do it the old fashioned way, which I'm finding is harder than ever, because if you don't go on the apps, it's tricky to try to find somebody, especially this aligned with my weird life. It's been really tricky. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about this in therapy last week, and my therapist is like, well, you just got to put yourself in situations to like run into like your perfect person. I feel like I'm doing that. And she's like, well, how? I'm like, well, I go to yoga. She's like, okay, well, that's like 1 hour a week. And I'm like, or 2 hours a week. How many times I go to yoga, right?
But you're like not talking to.
And that's it. She's like, you've got to find more situations. She's like, what else are you doing? I'm like,
It's almost like we've been saying this.
It's actually kind of funny. The words that are coming out of your mouth is exactly what Charlotte and I said to you in an uncensored. And you were so defensive.
This is not about you guys at all.
And you gave us so much attitude.
I love how everything about my life has to be about y'all.
I think
it's literally
crazy
not about y'all. Anyway.
How literally? That's how you.
No, this is a direct correlation.
You're kind of.
Okay,
it's fine.
So she's like, what else do you do? I'm like, oh, I go to the grocery store. I'm like, okay, it's not going to happen. So she's like, well, what else do you. Like, what else is important to you? I'm like, so we were like rattling through things that are important to you. I'm like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like dogs are important. She's like, well, then why don't you just like go to the dog park and like just hang out at the dog park? I'm like, but I don't have a dog. She's like, it doesn't matter. Like, just go sit at the dog park and like
just watch the dogs
and just like watch the dogs and like,
yeah,
like meet somebody there. And I'm like, that feels really weird. That feels really.
Or get a dog. to Barks and get a dog.
That
like you've
feels
been talking about forever.
Really bizarre to me. She's like, why? She's like, at least like you know that like that person that you were into really liked dogs. And I'm like,
so what's the lie?
That feels really weird. Okay, now imagine that you meet a guy at a dog park that doesn't actually have a dog. And all he is doing is just sitting there at a dog park watching dogs.
Scouting
women. Now, my therapist has basically told me that's what I should be doing, because that would be a good way to like meet a woman. Now, in my mind, that seems like a really terrible idea. Because
is that an actual lie, though? Because if you think about it, people go to just like a park just to sit and read a book anyways.
Yeah, true.
So what is you're telling? Are you planning on sitting there? And if you see someone, are you like, oh, like my dog's in the bathroom and I gotta go get it? Like,
My dog ran to the car real quick.
Is that the lie? So what exactly is the lie?
The lie is I don't actually have a dog. In case you're new to the show, I was a dog dad for 14 years. My dog passed away about 2 years ago, and I don't have a dog right now. What would feel weird to me is like, yo, bro, you're literally here just to meet women, and that's weird. That's not what we're here to do, sir. Like, if it happens organically, like, that's fine. To be at a dog park to meet women feels a little icky to me. Like, I would feel like you're not – this is – absolutely inorganic. That's not what it's. I would feel in hindsight, if I had a dog and I met a woman in a dog park, I knew she was just there to like meet a dude with a dog, that would feel really creepy to me. Mm-hmm. Hindsight,
the sentiment of what the therapist is saying is fair. I think maybe just finding like a different situation where I know that there are like groups of people like meet up to do these types of things. I think maybe if you kind of lean more into it that way, because yeah, like, you know, you like specifically getting ready and putting cologne on to go to the dog park.
That feels weird. There.
Just sitting on the bench. Can you imagine just me sitting on the bench, just sitting there? Like, it would feel weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, as a woman, would you so mad if you found out that the guy was just there?
I would think it was weird.
Yeah.
I would find it a little
weird. It would just seem a little strange, right?
Like, I think even going out with the express purpose of meeting someone is a little weird to me. But I think there are events where you could meet someone, like a dog happy hour.
Who's up, Jess? Who's this?
This is Jason on One in Bel Air.
Jason, give me some bro advice. Like, is this smart to you?
All right. So here's why it's creepy, and I love you guys to death. But just replace dog with child. Say you want a woman that's good with children. Would you go to a playground? Like, that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually creepy.
You know, if you think of it in that direction, okay, that's a thin line between dog. People love their dogs just like they love their children or their family.
Yeah.
What I would recommend is maybe... Your therapist might be on the right track, but maybe go to like bars or restaurants that are dog friendly.
Okay.
So you can go there and then you can eat something. You're not just stalking.
So you're saying like if I'm looking for a good
there
mother
needs
figure,
to be
don't
be an activity.
Don't go to a school. Don't go to school and sit outside of it and wait.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like like there needs to be something that you're doing that's also like genuine that you actually care about. So like an animal shelter, like going to Barks, like doing group activities.
Barks play date where you can take them out for the day, then you can go to the park.
Might make more sense. Let's talk to Katie. This is Katie in Cockeysville. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
What do you think about this? You know, you meet a guy, he's at a dog park, a very handsome guy, might I add, and he doesn't actually have a dog, but he's clearly there just to meet women that like dogs. Is that creepy?
That's absolutely 100% creepy. I'd be like, so why are you here if you don't have a dog? Just like your previous guest who said, are you going to a children's park or a schoolyard to meet like a parent if you don't have a kid? That's just absolutely bizarre. I'd find a new therapist.
I know. I am a little alarmed that that's what they told you to do.
Yeah.
And like, this is like, what else is she telling you to
intention,
do?
The intention is there, I think. The intention is there, right? I mean, I understand
absolutely.
The principle.
Absolutely. I think she's right in the principle. What your co-host said is like finding something that you enjoy doing. If dogs are really important to you, volunteer at a shelter or something in that nature.
Yeah. But the dog park would seem weird.
No.
Absolutely. We could talk about, we could strike up. So let's just say, what would you, so if you met a guy, let's just say, do you have a dog, by the way?
I do. Okay. I have an amazing sheepadoodle.
So let's just say that like you're at a dog park and a guy, you like, let's just say you have a conversation with a guy and you're like, so tell me about your dog. And I'll be the guy. And I'm like, oh, I actually don't have a dog. I'm just here. I don't even know what I would
say. I would think you were there to like steal other people's dogs. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean, I would be like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
And run to your car.
And interesting is code word for weird AF.
There's Katie. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate you. Let's talk to Taylor really quick at Ellicott City. What's up, Taylor? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. Is it weird behavior if a guy shows up to a dog park, no dog, but just to meet women that like dogs?
No, I think I might have an out for you. I feel like if you're there and you want to strike up a conversation with someone, you can instantly say that you've had a dog in the past and you're looking to get another one and you would love to be able to bring them to a dog park. So you're interested in looking at breeds and
Jessica?
What types have fun and play. You know, you'd love to do a rescue. So you're just, you know, you're there.
I'm car shopping. I'm dog shopping out here. I'm just I'm browsing. I mean, how
Which
about that?
Which is still a lie, though, because you're not doing that right now.
Mm.
And you have no interest in getting a dog.
I mean, not right now. But in the future, I do.
But you're lying.
Must love dogs. You know what I mean?
Is like, it a lie, yes or no?
No.
Well, see, Kramer, that's the bad part. If it is a lie, I didn't realize you weren't in the market.
No,
you're
I
not
mean, in the future, though. In the future. But
yeah, in the future, which is like literally not even close to now.
I mean, maybe, though. But the lie at least feels a little bit better. It's a little bit better of a lie than not having at least a story to go with the lie. So, I mean, I don't hate it. I definitely don't hate it. So
she's not telling you to lie. She thought you were in the market and you're not.
She's telling me to lie better. If you're going to lie, at least lie better is what she's trying to say. All right.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
Well, I am thinking about stealing my dog back from my ex this weekend.
Why? Why would you steal him back? What's that about?
We broke up 6 weeks ago. We were together for like 4 years. Wow. I broke up with him. Mm-hmm. And I moved back in with my parents. He stayed in the house we lived in, and he kept our dog because at the time it just felt easier, simpler to do.
Did the breakup happen for a specific reason? Was it amicable?
I mean, he kept wanting to get engaged, but it just started to feel like he wasn't the right one for me anymore. So I broke it off.
Mm.
But you guys got this dog together, or was it something that you had before the relationship?
We technically got the dog together, but I paid for the adoption fee. I paid for her to have a trainer. I paid for all the vet bills. Like, everything for her was in my name.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was my dog, really.
But in the breakup, though, you relinquished the dog.
Well, he was so heartbroken over everything. I thought maybe if I let him keep her, it would help him heal.
Okay.
Oh, in his social media posts, like, he's been posting her. In one of the posts, there's some girl that I don't even know. And she's holding her. And I don't know if it's a new girlfriend. I'm not saying that. But it really kind of hit me like a brick. Hurt my feelings. Like, I don't think it's fair.
Wait, do you want her back because you were closer to the dog? And so it's kind of sinking in that, like, the dog should be with me? Or you want the dog back because you didn't like that you're seeing the dog with another woman?
Yeah.
But being honest, it's both. But it's more so that I really feel like she's my dog.
Mm.
And it kind of feels like he's moving on super quickly. And I don't like that either. So I want her back.
What do you mean by I'm going to steal her back?
It wouldn't even be stealing because I technically paid for everything. I'm just going to take her back.
Why couldn't you just ask him for the dog, or like maybe have a conversation with him about the dog?
He doesn't really want to talk to me, and I don't want to make it worse by like calling him and asking after I already broke up with him. So I kind of just want to go over there and take her back. Like, I know he's got plans this Saturday. He's going to a friend's birthday party. So I feel like maybe I can just go over there and take her back while he's gone.
You're just going to break in the house?
Yeah, I still have a key. I mean, I'm just...
So a little breaking and entering.
So if you steal the dog back, obviously I feel like the first person he would reach out to would be you. What is your alibi going to be? And also, I'm sure that he would see the dog on social media. So how are you going to explain that?
I haven't thought that far yet.
Okay, so we don't have a plan, but we just have a motive. So you feel like it's your dog because you paid for it. Like, legally, do you feel like it's your dog? I mean, that's a great question then. Like, legally, do you have something to stand on? Let's talk through this. 410-583-1065. So here's what Anonymous is saying. Me and my boyfriend dated for 4 years. We broke up. It was on my behalf. I wanted to break up. And I kind of relinquished the dog. I paid for that dog. And like, now in hindsight, I kind of want the dog back. And legally, I feel like it's kind of mine. I paid for the dog. Like, I pay the adoption fee. So I feel like I've got something to stand on. I don't really feel like I can talk to him about it. Clearly, you don't have like a definite plan yet. But like, does she have a right to go take this dog back at this point? If she relinquished the dog, should she go for that? Or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065.
I would like to talk you out of breaking and entering. I just don't think that's going to go over well.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you're going to hide that you're not the one who stole the dog. I just really want to try to convince you to have a conversation with him. And I think that you have some valid points where you can be honest, where you can kind of be like, the breakup was difficult. And like, the last thing I wanted to do was be like, hey, I'm leaving and I'm taking the dog. And he was going to be completely by himself. I think you deserve a conversation. But no, I don't think that you should break into his home, though.
I wouldn't be breaking and entering. I have a key still. So I would just go in the house and take her. I think it would just be easier than trying to talk to him about it. I don't really feel like he's logical at all right now. So I just kind of want to do it.
Well,
is it breaking and entering when you have a key?
If she has a key, and this may be a legal question somebody can answer for us. Like, if legally somebody has your property and you have a key, like, is she actually breaking and entering then?
He never said, don't come back.
So... But now I'm saying, listen, my ex-boyfriend has my dog that I adopted, I paid for. I just feel like I have the right to like go get my dog this weekend behind his back. Should I go for that, or do we talk her out of that? Who's up?
This is Alex on 4 in Hampstead.
What's up, Alex?
Howdy, howdy.
What do you think about this? Does she go take the dog back, or do we talk her out of it?
So personally, I would take it back. I mean, that's my dog.
Yeah.
You know, like we're saying, if I, you know, paid for the adoption fees, mm-hmm. and I mean, I'm sure maybe, you know, people sometimes need to be reminded, like, you know, if you, like, maybe you have proof sitting around that you actually bought the dog.
Yeah.
And if for some reason the cops do get called, which it sounds civil at the moment, but if the cops do get called for whatever reason, you could just be like, hey, like, here's the proof that I bought this dog. This is my dog. I want the dog back.
I'm just coming to get my property, and like, this is, I'm just here to get my stuff. Is that what you're trying to say that? So I think she might have a case if she has a key.
No, that's the case. But Alex, what are your thoughts on the fact that she told him he could have the dog, and now she's changing her mind about letting him have the dog now?
That's the part that's a little...
Right.
Yeah.
But would you still take your dog back, though?
1,000%.
You still would. Alex, I don't care. Like, it's... Listen, breakups are tough like this, y'all. Man. We have to be honest. Like, breakups do get a little murky sometimes. So, like, is this all fair and love and war? I mean, unfortunately, some of y'all may say yes in this situation. Thank you for calling us. This is Amber in Baltimore. What's up, Amber? Amber.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, what do you think?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, you're fine. It's okay.
Do you feel like this is okay for her to literally go to her ex's house? She's got a key. She's like, I know he's going to be busy on Saturday night. I just want to go take my dog back because I adopted this dog. I paid for most of the bills. Like, I feel like it's my dog. Even though I relinquished him in the breakup a few weeks ago, I want him back now.
No, it's not okay.
Right.
They were living together for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they were married. They were playing house. They got the dog together. She can say, okay, I bought the dog. I paid for the dog. But if you guys are living together and sharing everything, chances are that the funds were intertwined.
Mm.
But, yeah.
So,
the
girl is toxic. He dodged a bullet.
But what's toxic if she paid for it? I guess that's the thing. She's like, listen, I paid because it sounds like she
didn't
feels
pay for it. They were living together for 4 years.
But okay, wait a second. I mean, wait, actually, I don't think it's fair for us to say like exactly what she did and did not do, because like let's just take it for what she's given us. And again, she could be lying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we have
to
believe her word. But I'm gonna go off of what she said, and I will. I'm not agreeing with the fact that like you told him he could keep the dog. However, if she is saying that she legitimately paid for every single thing, I mean, the vet bills,
expensive,
like the trainer, like all that kind of stuff, you know, like, and if he didn't have any part in that, I do kind of see where she's coming from.
But say devil's advocate here.
Yes, totally.
She was paying for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was paying for the mortgage or the rent.
You're right.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, who knows?
He was paying for that. You know, maybe he bought groceries that week and she paid for the vet bill.
That's
maybe
a good
it
point.
Was her
they
idea
were, like
to
I
get
said,
the dog.
They were playing house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were playing like they were a married couple.
Right.
She didn't want that kind of commitment.
Right.
So would that
she
be fair?
It was too much for her.
Yeah.
She left the dog there.
Yeah.
It wasn't until she saw a picture of another female with a dog.
Mm-hmm. And now
and
all of a sudden
like,
she wants
oh,
a dog.
Oh, now I want my dog back.
100%.
Yeah. It was okay a few weeks ago to go ahead and help him through this breakup, but now he's moved on too quickly. It's toxic. You don't break into the house.
Yeah, and wait, have they even met? What did we say? They were broken up for what, 6 weeks?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
That's is it 6 weeks?
Yeah, so it's tricky. Would you go get your dog back in this situation? Hey, Sean and Dundalk, good morning.
Kramer, what's going on, my man?
You tell me, brother. Are we going to take this dog or are we going to talk her out of it?
Look, deep, deep down inside, I want her to go for it because I want to see what happens next week.
You already know how this bit works, brother.
Drama.
You already know we're inviting her back on. So, like,
but for real, you think
so
she should do this? For real?
No. But actually, honestly, I really think I agree with Jess. I think that she should have a conversation. Just be open. Be like, yo, I saw a strange person in my house or with the dog taking pictures and whatnot. Tell him how you feel and then just be like, hey, I want the dog back.
But what if he says no?
Would you go and take the dog if he says no?
Oh, hell yeah.
But I guess that's what she's trying to say. If she already knows, knows that he's going to say no, then like, what's the point?
Well, you know, it's...
A warning sign.
Does she truly know that he's gonna say no? If she comes to him in a humble way and she's respectful about it, then you know you don't know what the outcome's going to be unless you try it.
Okay, so you're saying at least give him a little bit of dignity to get a shot. But
no,
then,
but Sean is also saying take the dog.
Yeah, but no matter what you say, take the dog. At the end of the day, at least give him a chance to like give you the dog. But then have this dog mysteriously disappear if he doesn't at least give you the dog.
Deep down inside, I'm going to see how this ends
you
up.
You just want to know. Okay. Just trying to get up on the tee. Okay, there goes Sean. All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care, guys.
You too. Hey, Kim in White Marsh, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think about this? Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
I feel like she should just not do it. Like, let's talk her out of it.
And why?
Because it's giving, like, you just feel away because you saw there's a new woman in the picture.
Right.
But
do you think the motives are wrong?
You still feel away.
But, yeah. but okay, even that is the case. Let's say that you guys are right and that is the case.
If that's the case, then that's kind of whack. But if that really is the case.
But even if that is the case, does that matter at this point?
Kinda, like, yeah.
But like...
I mean, she'll still feel how she feels. So what, like, if you see the lady on a stool that you shared, what are you going to say? Oh, I got to go get my stool back.
No, that's so right. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything
she's like
in
standing
that picture.
On the rug. She takes the rug.
She's like, oh, yeah.
I paid for that sweater
he was wearing. I need that sweater back, too. I'm going to need all that stuff back.
You know.
You think this is too petty, then?
I'm like, she's just a girl, so like, I get it. You know, it's a human experience.
Yeah.
Like, come on, sis.
We're just a girl. Yeah. I feel you.
Just a girl. Okay. I feel that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you for saying that. I mean, anonymous, what do you think? I mean, it's people are kind of split, but like, it's just so extreme, and to like not get in trouble is important, you know? It's like, I
get it. I probably sound like totally crazy, but I thought at first it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because I broke up with him and he was really upset about it, but she's my dog. I need to take my power back. I need to take my dog back. She's my baby.
It's just the breaking and entering part I'm a little concerned about. You know, I would hate for him to call the cops.
Think about it.
We got some time to think on this. I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we're very curious now. We do a segment on Monday called Talk Me Out of It Updates, where we check back in with people to find out what they actually ended up doing in these situations. Would you want to call us back and let us know what you actually did end up doing? Like, did you go or not?
I can do that.
So like, if we plan on like 8:25 Monday, would you be able to call us back then?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.